Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu with myself, Matt, back in the GM in seat for a little while with a little prequel of Season 4 because we have a few players that aren't available and this just happened to work. We are joined today by a voice that everyone should find familiar by now because he's been on before, Coop from Echoes of Eshton. Do you want to say hello?
Hello. Good to be here.
How are you feeling about playing this with us then?
I'm feeling good. I think this will be a great little creepy crawly season 4, and that's all I'll say for now.
Nice one. So, in case I haven't said it, we are playing Blister Critters, a game that has just finished on Kickstarter as of a few weeks back from April. And to start off with, let's go through everyone's characters. So, at random, let's go for, you know what, guest first. Coop, what's your character, what's your species, and how's it roll?
Right, so I am playing Dwayne the Scorpion. Dwayne the Scorpion is of the crawly variety. He'll have a hardened exoskeleton for a little bit of extra damage resistance, has a poison stinger as a passive for a little bit of extra attack and condition granting with poison. Dwayne is probably a little bit of a tryhard. Based on us doing some ad reads, which I just realized, I think I'm probably going to make him kind of an entrepreneur bro. He's going to be a little aggressive. He likes working out. He likes lifting things with his stinger and his claws. And he views most other critters he meets at first as a threat. After all, if anybody's familiar with the fable of the scorpion and the frog, scorpions do things because it's in their nature, punk.
That's very true. I know that fable. It's a good one.
He has Alpha in his Twitter bio.
The Alpha Scorpion. And his name is Dwayne. The name Dwayne is taken from a nod from The Scorpion King, the early 2000s movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, is that a known thing in existence?
Oh, my.
So, for an in-house rule, if you say an actual product or thing, it's a d4 worth of damage, or you can give it to someone else as a 50-50 chance of a d6. So, Coop, considering you've just named a film there.
Oh, I think you should give it the first one for free as you're explaining the...
Everybody gets one.
How would you...
How
would you ever have explained this rule, Matt, if one of us didn't bring it up?
Exactly. Good point. First one's a free one.
All right, first one's free. But Cartman, now since you've spoken up, what's your character?
So I'm playing Gertrude this season. So I'm a porcupine, for one. I've gone a bit more of a very vicious Gertrude. I have projectiles on my back that can shoot. I'm also carrying a shaving razor with me. It's just, I like to cut people.
What brand of shaving razor? Just kidding.
I think it's on the, I don't know. Sharps, that's it, Sharps.
Did you actually...
No, that's not a brand.
It is.
Baiting him.
Fuck off.
Baiting him.
Are you joking me? Is that a genuinely brand of razor?
Hold on.
It must be. There's no way it isn't.
Sharps. Sharps.
Ruben, I should have said E at the end. Just to make it...
I should have said Blimco, damn it.
You know what? I can't find him off the top of the bat, so I'm not going to look too hard. I'll let you have that one for free. Jay, character, go.
My character is Quilaris Set. He is a badger. His abilities are to quickly dig a little escape tunnel and to either take more damage or less damage as a coin flip every time he gets smacked one. He is a fairly elderly looking badger with a green waistcoat and a odd red collar. He carries with him a cane that is made out of some sort of bone long gnawed on by other creatures. He's a bit of a scrapper for being an old man.
Nice. And last but not least, new to the season, Flower. Go for it.
Hold the applause.
I am playing Manny Manure. He is a skunk. I will be doing the role of the hooker. Bit of like some of the armor talents I've got. Quick, I get a bit quicker on the scurry, and quite fitting, stinky. I can make a cloud of putrid odors to stink up the place, basically.
Lovely.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like a bit more of how he looks. He's a little sun hat, a bright, light woolly jumper, big bushy tail, but like the bottom half underneath the jumper, it's like ballooned. It looks like he's holding stuff in.
So, very quick, just want to jump in there. By chance, is this the picture you have drawn on your...
Yes, it is, my friend.
Yeah. There's a little picture drawn, a little bit of artwork he's drawn on his little profile on his on his Roll20. Is that...
Yeah. And if people join the Discord, they can see.
And probably the Twitter if we put it up there.
Yes.
So, you probably hear that there are two people missing. Cap is currently away at the moment, that's why we're doing this. And Toucan is having a little bit of problems with a character sheet, so may or may not join in later, depending on how things are. But without further ado, let's start off with the game. So, you rule from a burrow. This burrow is... Someone throw it in. What is this burrow? What does it look like?
Well, last time we did a, I think it was like a hollowed out log. I think this time, can we have an overturned trash can?
You want to live in an overturned bin?
Yes.
Just everyone.
I think that's a suitable adobe for us four creatures.
Okay. Is there anything particularly about this bin? Where is it located? What's it looking like around the area?
Maybe it can be a stack of them, essentially made into like a weird critter skyscraper. Like a big dumpster overturned at the bottom, hole chewed through the top to make smaller trash cans.
And the lowest level, its lid is kind of sort of stuck up with like one stick to make sort of like a awning.
Nice.
We'll put a couple of like mannequins just sticking out like bits of heads and legs and arms and all that, just to be a decoration.
Decoration.
Coop, anything to add to that?
No, seems pretty accurate to me. I would only request a small, maybe like a Q-tip with several small little, I don't know, maybe half dollar sized weights so I could do some bench presses and work out.
Nice. So, the premise of this story is the critter of 1,000 blisters. The Static Zone, a link between the Creatureverse. Some physicists say our Critterverse is but one of many. What if we could scurry between these realities, encountering and perhaps even befriending our own alter critters? What if, embarking on such a fantastic voyage, we lost our way and become helplessly lost in the dark sinew connecting the mirrored cosmos? So, the premise of this story... And they're already drawing poop and badgers on the screen.
Excuse you, that is a skunk, sir.
Uh-huh.
Aww.
You dare scold me for making fan art of Flair's character, you evil man. How dare you?
Oh, that's cute.
They look cuter if I had my pen working.
So, premise of this story is that two of your critters have gone missing. Conveniently, Cap and Tuka's characters. They were last seen going towards the old, run-down-looking shack at the end of a long set of shops. This shack is filled with all sorts of oddities and various trinkets and stuff from the past, half of which you do not know what any of it means. Atop of the shack shop is a sign that reads, Uncle Jim's Used Goods. You last saw them go into said shop and not be seen since. What do you make of that then?
What did they go for? What were they scouting for, bro?
You are unaware of exactly what they were doing. Maybe they just went in for a look around and, you know, just go off for an adventure, as it were, you know.
Seems a little short-sighted, dude. Seems like they should have maybe gotten an extra critter to go with. If you're going without any intention, what are you even doing? What's your business plan, dude?
What's your 5-year?
What's your 5-year growth plan? If you're not trying to make gains, either capital or physical, I flex. Then what are you even doing?
Flex little scorpion arms.
So, what are you going to do then? Are you going to go and follow, or what's the plan?
Well, I suppose we have to help the little blighters, much as I don't really care to deal with their nonsense.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to do around these parts here. Might as well just carry on doing this.
Suppose we best help.
Okay. So with that, you scurry your ways over to the shop. It seems quite dead inside. There's nothing really moving. It's dusty. It's basically just one of those old junk shops. There's things everywhere. So what kind of things are you looking to try and find? You know, talk me through your processes here. This is very much an ad-lib kind of game here.
Okay, so as we leave out, I'm quite hungry because I'm quite a fighting creature. I want to find me some steak. I want to find me some meat.
You want to find some meat in an old junk shop?
Yes. I want some food. Give me some food.
Okay, well, roll yourself a... Let's go for an instinct, because you're trying to smell something out. What's your instinct roll?
That's a D8, so I can just go to a D8. Got an 8.
Oh, well, you find... Oh, you know what? I think this is perfect time for the first ad. So, Cartman, what do you find and advertise it for me, buddy?
Stinky Pete's Beef Jerky. Sold in limited variety packs of quality premium beef jerky. It's made with our special sauces and blends of herbs.
How many herbs and spices?
24 herbs and spices. And I'm just going to, you know, show everyone the packet of, like, you know, Stinky Pete's beef jerky.
Okay, so you find yourself a lovely bit of Stinky Pete's old jerky. It's somehow still preserved. Eating it, well, you know, that's completely up to you. I would say that, because it was an 8... That counts as a delicious, so I'm going to say you get a D6 worth of potential regeneration in either health or grit, as and when you need it.
Beef jerky, and I get either D6 of health or grit.
Yeah, because food in this game is several categories worth. You can get delicious, tasty, gross, and nope. So, delicious is essentially you roll that with an advantage. Tasty is a standard roll. Gross is with a disadvantage. And nope is absolutely not worth eating at all because it's basically just rot. Although some characters can eat that.
Okay, that's fantastic. So, I'm going to pick up my beef jerky and I'm going to, you know what, I'll have you for later. I'm going to stick it in one of my porcupine spikes on my back.
How many SP do you have left?
SP? I have 6 SP.
You don't have any items on you?
I have a shaving razor.
Right, and did you have... How much SP was that written down for?
SP of 3. So, yeah.
Right, so you have 3 SP left.
I'm getting your
I'll say this jerky is... It takes up 2 slots. There you go.
Okay, I can do that. I'm not overcumbered.
It's a big chunky piece of jerky.
That's a nice chunky piece of jerky. Good half pack. Definitely worth the D6.
Does anyone want to look around or anything you want to do?
Well, this is the store they disappeared into, yeah?
Yes.
Well, I reckon we should probably look for footprints, some sort of clue.
Okay, so you want to look for footprints. Roll me a... It's going to have to be a instinct or a nogging.
I will choose instinct because my noggin is bad. It's a D8, right?
It's whatever you set it up as.
Alright, yeah. Oh, 8!
8, perfect. Well. You happen to find yourself a nice little trail of footprints leading to the back of the store. It's darker, it's more danker, it smells bad, and it could probably have done with a wash pre-human disappearance. You know, it's that bad. However, in the back is a large stack of old CRT TVs, long dead, gleaming glass just staring into the nothingness, and the footprints kind of end at the first layer of TVs.
Okay.
Are there any cracks in the TVs, like any parts of the frame that are open, or maybe there's a back missing with the tubes open to the air?
A couple of them are broken, but not in the way you're thinking. There's no, from what you can see anyway, there's no secret tunnels, there's no little passages in. It's just one of those little kind of random sudden stops of footprints up against one of the TVs that is just pure, pristine glass.
Are there any power switches nearby?
Roll me a noggin check to work out if you know what power actually is.
Okay.
Power.
You've got the power.
Four.
I'd say yes, you know what power is and you know roughly where it comes from. It's something that's not really in abundance anymore. A lot of human stuff has stopped working over time due to the fact that it has been about 20 years since humans have just disappeared from the planet. Why? Who knows? I'd say you can work out that it would have had power. There's a long line of very unsafe daisy chained extension cables running to like a main breaker switch in the back room.
Okay. Seems as if these big displays might need a little bit of extra juice. I'm not quite sure how to get there, but I do know that they run off of electric power.
Elec.
I read it on a TV guide one time.
Oh, you must know a lot about it then.
Well, I have to say, my skills in advertising are well beyond anything that any of you critters could have. So, you gotta know your audience. You gotta know who you're selling to.
I do wonder where you learned this stuff. Like, your character learned this stuff. Did you just find like a barely powered phone with a bunch of like Andrew Tate videos on it?
I don't know who this Drew Tater is, but I do know what potatoes are.
Drew Potato. Yeah.
Drew Potato.
Considering he runs his own podcast, I'm going to say that's an official thing.
He is a person, not a product.
Yeah, but I'm going to say it still counts. So what would you prefer, a D4, or would you like to give it to someone else? It's a 50-50 of a chance of a D6.
Keep it or double it and pass it on.
Double it and pass it on. Don't make him change it to D8. I'll take it.
Okay, roll
but
a D4.
I will make. I'm gonna use my never give up to. Never gonna give you. Oh no! Never mind. Never give up to hopefully reduce the damage.
Okay, well, roll a D4 to start off with to see how much it would be.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to do that then, because that's less.
Oh, yeah, that's only a one. That's fine.
That's fine. I'm all right.
You suddenly get a sharp pain in your foot. Maybe you stepped on, like, a bit of broken glass or something, or maybe, like, an old sweet wrapper, considering it's only one. So, you know, yeah, it's a, ooh, that was a bit sharp. So, yes, you see this line of daisy-chained extension cables overloaded over time, all of TVs, and this cable goes into the back room. You don't quite know what's in there, but you know something needs to power these TVs.
Can we follow the cable into the back room? Or I'm going to explore further and I want to go into the back room.
That you can. So as you go into the back room, you find the breaker is basically off. This was an old staff room, but it's filled with more junk. There is the remains of an old desiccated toilet in the corner. I would not look inside it if I were you, considering it's been 20 years, and I'm
definitely going to look inside of it.
Do you really want to look inside of it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm playing Gertrude this time around, and I'm a curious being. I'm going to fully search the whole room. I don't know what I'm going to find.
Gertrude,
I'm just
curiosity.
I'm just going to search the whole room.
Well, roll me an instinct check then.
Cool.
You know what they say about Gertrude? She loves them toilets.
Instinct again, D8. Just searching the whole room, don't know what I'm going to find. I got a one.
Well, considering you looked into the toilet, you fall in.
Oh. I didn't know.
Yep. None of us can help you. You're stuck here, man. We're not.
There is no water within the toilet, and what was in there has long since dried and desiccated into dust. So essentially, you are just poof into a cloud of poo particles. Oh. Meanwhile, everyone else, what are you doing? As Cartman's character quite clearly is now just rolling in poo dust.
It's fine, I'm a porcupine.
I don't understand how that makes it any okay, much yeah. any more okay. Actually, you over there, skunk, might see if you want to help that fool out. Seems your area of expertise.
I'll go over there. I don't mind. I'm used to dealing with this sort of stuff. And he like waddles over and just looks down at Gertrude, shakes his head, just his little hat, and sticks out his little paws. It's like to grab out.
Be very careful where you grab. This is a pointy situation.
Just accept to help, or what do you do?
Yeah, because I fell in, I landed on my back, and I sort of, this is what I think was happened, and I can't get out, so I'm going to sort of reach up for his hands, and yeah, he's going to help me out.
I'm imagining a very spiky bog brush right about now.
Ugh. Well, there's a very strange sort of brown rock on one of my spikes. So.
Lovely.
Not a piece of pineapple, at least.
Yeah, pineapple. Do you mean sweet corn? Sorry.
You see in the corner of the room the breaker switch. It's quite clearly off. I'll say roll me a scurry check to scurry or scrap to see, you know, if you can just knock the thing to turn it on, or if you can get up to it and somehow open it to, you know, put it down again.
Could I jump to it from the toilet, like sort of like? Yeah.
Well, I would say no, because essentially, as much as our health and safety is abandoned in this shop, they were well aware enough not to put the toilet next to the main breaker switch. So I would say they're on opposite sides of the room. There is a desk, however, that's kind of sat just precariously in front of it, filled with old papers and more junk.
Okay, so I'm going to the bottom of the desk, and I'm going to go, alley-oop, anyone want upsy? As in, you know, like, the hand up to the top of the desk.
I'm not entirely sure standing on your shoulders in particular is a great idea, old chap.
Yes, that's that doesn't sound very smart. How about I put my hands together like this? I put my hands together like a cup, and I can, you know, throw you up like I've seen on television with the throwing of those logs, those brown things.
I think. Given the toilet situation, throwing brown things should be the last thing on my
I'll take you up on your offer, dude. Just maybe give your hands a little rinse and whatever's left.
The taps do not work.
I mean, I'm just going to look at him strangely, like, why would I rinse? I mean, I'm an animal. I have no personal hygiene. I just, you know, up you go. Come on. And I, you know, and I sort of help him on top of the desk.
So who's going up?
Dwayne.
Okay, you know what? I'll say you can get up there. You get up, you see the breaker switch, and I will say you just simply can turn it on, just because it makes it a lot more easier.
Okay.
And with that, you hear a faint hum of power being restored to the shop. Somehow, even after 20 years, this place still has power. Maybe there's solar panels, maybe there's a battery. Who knows? It's 20 years of absolute filth inside this shop. It could be running off the remains of an old chocolate bar. So, you got the power back on, and you faintly hear in the other room an advert being played on one of the TVs. And that advert is going to be read out by Jay. Go on then.
Sure. So, the advert you hear goes as such.
Start your morning off right with Nutmaster Protein Spray. Bigger muscles, faster recovery time, with minimum dick shrinkage.
Yeah!
The super chocolatey muscle boost for you. Use Nut Daily for best results.
Use Nut Daily.
Okay. So you see, basically, in the main shop, there's a few old lights working, there's a couple of old displays that have got weird things, like, dancing around, old diorama bits, and the wall of TVs is on. However, it's just pure static, for the most part. There's a few flickering, faded images here and there. They don't really make much difference out, except for the one that has the footsteps leading towards it. You see something in that screen.
Well, Gertrude right now is wondering what dick drinkage is.
I would assume since I'm the furthest away, I can't quite see what's on the screen.
Yeah, I'm gonna... Kolaris will start ambling over to check out this newfangled technology. Or old-fangled technology.
New tools.
So as you get slightly towards this TV, the static grows and you can feel it in the fur, that there's this static energy all around you. And a pulling motion. Every one of you watches if almost the static for the TV is coming out and pulls your character in. And you just...
Oh no!
And we're all dead. That's the end of your preview for season 4.
No, not quite.
Play the music.
What do the rest of you do whilst this is happening?
Whew, I'd say I'd jump down, try to go after.
Oh, so you go into the TV as well?
We do all share the same burrow, after all. Save some nut butter for me!
Just leaves the two of you out there standing. What are you going to do?
He'll adjust his hat, as he normally does. Show up and say, "Let's get stinky." And just drinks him.
Lovely. Carmen, you're the last person out there. What are you doing?
Yeah, Gertrude isn't unsure. But then she looks around, she's like, well, I don't want to be alone. And she just stumbles into the grey unknown.
Nice. So, you all are basically sucked through the static of the TV. You eventually end up in a black and white version of the very same building you were in. The TVs themselves are all static images of the room you've just come from on the other side. Everything is exactly as it was in the real world. However, every now and again, bits flick with static, go in and out of focus. And in the faint background, you hear adverts constantly playing all around. And apparently someone taking a dump, by the sound of it. way to throw me off there, but it did. So inside, you find more kind of fur from the two you were looking for. So what do you make of this kind of whole situation now?
Ah, there you guys are. I was wondering where you went. You left me alone back there. Hey, you turned off the colour. What is this place? Why do I hear all these funny sounds? Who the hell is Stinky Pete?
You know, I used to have an old friend who lived in a place like this. Samara something, I think.
Well, should we look around maybe and see if we can find someone?
You said we saw scraps of fur, right?
Yep.
And they seem to be like a trail in a certain direction, or...
Yeah, there's a trail leading off, almost as if to the front door.
Okay, so can we do like a scurry roll or something, or a scrap roll?
Sure.
For what?
I think just
why
a scurry...
Why are we
just...
scrapping?
Yeah, so it'd be scurry then, wouldn't it? Just to see what's around us.
Okay, so why do you want to roll this roll? What's the reason for it?
Well, as you kind of pointed out, that there's some fur on the ground, and I want to try and see if I can find more details. Like, I don't know, scratch mark on the walls, or footprints, maybe.
Fair enough.
Why
is that scrap?
It was either scrap. It's either scrap or scurry. I mean, scrap...
Scrap is combat.
Okay, yeah.
Scurry is dodging, leaping, and throwing. So it really wouldn't be any of those two.
Oh, shit. I mean, instinct, wouldn't it?
Yes, seeing, hearing, smelling, awareness.
I'm getting there. Yeah, now I see what you mean, too. It would be instinct seeing, hearing, getting, so... or noggin, because that'd be stuff finding. Actually, I'm going to roll a d6 for a noggin, because I'd rather find something decent, or human knowledge. I mean, don't get crazy. I mean, I'm Gertrude. I've only got a d6.
You want to find something.
Yeah, I only got a 2, though, so see what happens.
Well, with a 2, I'm going to say you don't find anything. It's
no clues,
just
no
fur
nothing
on the floor.
Okay.
Well, you're looking for stuff. You specifically said you were looking for stuff.
Okay,
so...
I get you.
No, you get jack shit. However, all of you are suddenly assaulted by a sense of pitch. Endless reels of wannabe entrepreneurs selling you their best ideas to potential inventors in the bear's den. Flash before your eyes. You are mesmerized and dazed. What do you see? What kind of things... I want each one of you to come up with one kind of thing that's being sold on this imaginary bear's den.
Bear's den. So who's the host? Who's like the QVC? Is it an actual bear or...
I would love that.
QVC is a real thing, buddy. Remember the rule.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, I'll take...
D4 or D6?
I'll take a D4.
Okay, roll me a D4.
Don't know if I like this yet or not, but I guess I'll just say less.
It's a cruel thing. Oh, that's four. Well, maybe one of these items is a rolling pin or some sort, and you just get whacked around the face with it.
Can we pick up the rolling pin afterwards?
No, they are very much keeping their rolling pin.
So rolling pin, just to kind of clarify, rolling pins are a real product. They're not a branded name. What's the distinction here? Does it have to be like a brand or?
So branding or any kind of made program, such as, yeah, QVC, like you said. Okay. Rolling pin, yes, is a real thing, but I don't think it is a brand, is it?
It's not.
I mainly just butthurt I took.
Bar, you can say crisps, you can say butter, you can say...
But you can't, it's not real butter.
The only one I would give exception to is Hoover, considering that is a brand, but it is also what it's called.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, technically...
You can't call it vacuum cleaner.
No, you can, but the English word for that is technically a brand.
Yeah. So, as you're going through the sense of pitch, each one of you, what kind of things, who's selling what? So, let's go through the list of flour. What is being sold to you right now?
I'm being sold, it must have, dipped into his head, and it's all, like, going in bits, like, I don't know, like a Swiss Army knife, but, what's that thing?
Swiss Army Knife, well done, buddy. That is an actual brand.
That can't be an actual brand. That's an item that exists in the world.
I know, it's an actual brand.
Really?
Yeah,
yep.
Swiss.
Yeah, if you wanted to say multi-tool, that would have counted. So yeah, D4, buddy.
Okay.
I'm loving this. Two, there you go. So you get maybe poked by the wine on Corker.
Okay.
Jay, what kind of thing are you being sold right now?
I think a bear trap, but it works in reverse.
The reverse bear trap.
So it's essentially like a little container shaped like a bear trap to try and be hardcore. That keeps your belongings safe until you step on it properly. It opens up.
Lovely.
It does not get funded by the... What would you call them?
By the bears.
Yeah. By the bears.
Coop, what is your item you are being sold right now?
I'd say probably... Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd say maybe a honing rod, something that I feel could be repurposed to run my claws or my stinger over.
And last but not least, Cartman? What are you being sold?
I'm being sold a bucket with a hole in it.
Is this suspiciously sized hole?
For you, Soren J, it can be. For only three.
Never mind.
Wow. Okay. I mean, technically, if every bucket has a hole in it.
Dear Eliza.
So. As that TV show ends, you just hear in the background an advert.
Are your kids bored? Are they driving you up the wall? Then come to Fun Urchin Park, opening in 2025. Fun Urchin Park, a place for all the friends and family.
I'm not gonna lie, I know you meant like the animal urchin probably, but I did think you just meant like orphan urchin.
Oh no, I meant orphan urchin.
Oh dear.
Fun Urchin Land. 2025.
Coming to the place near you.
Kolaris would like to follow the prince essentially out the door.
Well, I never said they went out the door, per se. As you get towards the door, if you're all following along, you follow the third way, and it takes a left turn. And what you didn't see previously is a small little hatch with a ladder inside. And it goes up to a secret upstairs area.
Hey, I tried. I tried to find the ladder.
Now, are we still in black and white world, or no?
Oh, black and white world. Yes, completely black and white world.
So much difference for me and Jay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think porcupines are also pretty much black and white cat.
They are, yeah. But I like to think after years of mutations, I can see clearly now.
Nearly got me.
If you did that, it would have been the actual name, yeah.
Oh, rat, you're going to get me so often with that.
I'll look at the ladder and say, well, it's better than a corporate ladder, and I'll start climbing.
Oddly cynical.
As you go up the ladder into the dustier second level, which you'd have thought would have had a set of stairs, but clearly this building was hodgepodge at best, you're hit with a whole bunch of numbers.
Oh no, not numbers, my greatest weakness.
The phone number graveyard. Thousands of toll-free numbers from thousands of commercials are sent to the graveyard each year until they are resurrected by the telemancer and put back into circulation. Critters can pull a number from the graveyard and call it. Make one up. That starts with 1-800. If it's a number in service, sorry, no help is coming. If it's a number that's dead, you're in luck. Add all the digits that come after 1-800 up and describe a TV product with, at most, that sum's number of words. This object falls through the den's teleporter and into the static zone. Right, so basically...
It's an item generator.
Yeah, somewhat. You need to give me another advert then, basically, of a 1-800 number with so many words in it, so...
Oh my
okay.
My brain's just gone, man.
Yeah, I've got. Yeah.
What?
Okay, I've got one.
So you're looking for a number with.
So, it'd be 1-800. So I can say like 1-800-2, 1-800-6, or what then? Because it has.
You need to create an actual number. So what? A phone number has how many numbers?
That's 11. Or is it 9 in the US? I can't remember.
Actually, advert phone numbers are different.
It's just a 1-800 number.
Because I can't say that. 1-800. It's not the same one as a regular phone thing, I don't think.
That'd be a number, wouldn't it? 1-800-69-69-6.
Yeah.
Sure. Now add those numbers up, and you have that many words to make an advert. Thank you very much, Carbon. You volunteered.
Okay, everyone told. So that is 6, 9, 15, 15, 36. You've got 36 words to make an advert.
Uh-huh. And then everyone, you will tell me if that is a success or a fail, depending on how good he does it. And yeah, maybe he gets an item.
Okay. Let me think. Something good. Something I can advertise. Okay, so come on. Okay, so all of a sudden you're going to hear this random advert saying, "Come on down to Billy's Bicycle Shops, or the best bicycle shops in town. We have red ones, pink ones, green ones, yellow ones, silver ones. Every single bicycle shop, opportunity around. Come down to Billy's Bicycle." Where is that? That's this address, and it just a sign with the address. And it's all.
How do you think you did, guys? Do you think you succeeded in enough to get a bike sent through, or do you not?
Yeah, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Well,
I was just like a unicycle.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. Like one of those little clown unicycles.
It was a tall math sorter. I think you did a good job.
Yeah, it was quite a tricky one. Okay, so a bike just suddenly starts falling down the ladder.
Gertrude's gonna look at this.
Everyone, roll me a scurry.
Uh-oh.
I already see the bike just extend.
What, scurry?
Quick, get out of the way!
That's a halfway roll. Oh,
we're all going down.
Well, you know what? I will say, Coop, considering you're halfway on, at least you've got the highest out of them, you managed to dodge this thing. However, the rest of you get slammed in the face with a bike.
Damn it, Cotton.
And, oof.
Is it?
What should we do? Damage wise.
Can I ask one thing? Instead of it being a bike, can it be like a big wheel? You know, one of those American big wheels?
Why are you making it worse for us, Carmen?
No, hear me out, because I want to ride the big wheel afterwards. I want Gertrude in the big wheel. It would be fantastic.
You're a porcupine. Do you think you can ride a bike?
Yes, I can ride a bloody big wheel. I'm sure I can. I'll make it so. You two can be my pedals.
You mean a trike? Like a children's one?
Yeah, big wheel. You know, it's... You know, but I was hoping like a clown size. Like, so that, you know, I can ride it. A porcupine can ride it.
I'll go full hog and just go penny farthing.
You all take 3 damage, apart from Coop.
Oh, rip.
Hell, bells.
You're not supposed to have killed yourself already, guys.
Gertrude's just going to grunt. I've got a nice big health pool, so I'm alright.
Damn irresponsible fool.
Damn those deathly kids.
What?
Go on, Carmen, say careful. It. Come
Be
on,
careful.
Say it. You know you want to.
I wouldn't say it's specifically one, considering you didn't say a brand, you just said a catchphrase. You guys do remember, you also have a catchphrase that you can use once or twice per turn, depending on what role you chose and what blister path you chose, to have an advantage on any particular role. So, just remember that. You pull yourself out from under the bike that appeared out of nowhere. It's covered in static, it's flickering in and out of reality almost. Imagine like a very bad graphics kind of
Gertrude is going to be a static
old man scrolls type of game.
Gertrude is going to
get bigger.
Pick himself up. He's going to look at this bike and be like, "It's a gift from the gods, goddammit!" And he's going to get in it and he's going to start riding it.
You cannot ride it up a ladder.
Well, you just had to ruin my day then, didn't you?
Is there anything else actually square up wheels in this area aside from TV of cursed adverts and falling bikes?
Yeah, well, as you get up to the fall ladder, you find yourself in another layer above the shop. It's not the biggest thing. It's probably more of like a maintenance area. You got like the old AC and the ductwork. So sort of like a drop ceiling, as it were. And as you get around, you see the trailer for leading into this very dark corner. It's all blacked out and just static, literally covering the floor all around it. It's a very hostile looking area, but inside you're hearing a deep and twisted voice speaking as almost an educational manner, and it's going over adverts, constant adverts, and random slogans and catchphrases and all sorts of weird and wonderful old TV type bits.
Nice to see you, not.
Okay. So we hear a voice. There's no sign of the thing the people were actually looking for, yeah?
Well, there's a big dark area up ahead. It's imagine, if you will, someone's like ripped off all the ductwork covering. It's kind of making its own den.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah.
What's the voice saying?
It's going along the lines of
best offer. $12.99 for two. 3-for-1 options on many different products. Come down to Watcha-Dotcha-Mart and buy your latest toothpaste.
Things like that.
Fair enough.
Would you take beef jerky? I'm the girl just going to wave the beef jerky shab and bad.
Just calling out to whatever feral
creature. For satisfaction, or your money stays in your pockets.
Huh. Strange creature. Maybe we should go to this Walmart place and check that place out, if we can find it.
Oh, why would you do this? Carmen, why would you do this?
What?
Carmen, Walmart.
What? No, I didn't say Walmart. I said Walmart. Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, you did. D4, buddy.
No, I'm doing D6. I'm going to pass it on.
I could
choose. Oh.
Yeah.
Bastard.
One second. There are 4 people here, or 3 people? 3, 4. So if I roll a D4. Sorry, Jay.
You
Jay,
rat bastard.
I will let you roll a D10. If it's odd, you don't take it. If it's even, you do.
Don't you get your thing as well?
One!
Yeah, don't take it.
And it's a 50-50,
remember?
Bloody hell.
That's a close one.
Tiptoeing everything we say.
That's the whole point. It's meant to make you think outside the box.
You rat. How dare you. I was going to say, okay, can we hear, like, vaguely what direction this voice is coming from, or is it just, like, all around?
Yeah, it's coming from the den.
I kind of really don't want to go in there.
And the fur is leading into the den as well.
I'll go into the den.
Okay.
The trap for the man hiding inside each of us.
So, as you go into the den, you see this ginormous centipede, completely sleek, coal black and shining, with a staticky kind of texture. Lays on a bed of white and black snow in a strange new world, mirrored only by the speckled chaos on TV. Covered in essentially 1,000 blisters, this thing is drooling and standing over the two friends that have been taken. They have, they're unconscious for the most part, but they seem okay.
Uh-oh.
Brawling jagged, the beast's den is a long cavern in the static zone. It's born out of an ancient ripped hole between two worlds. The juxtaposition of the rift mirrors, the natural world, and the unfortunate character whom it houses.
Okay.
So is this centipede the voice?
Yes.
So it's a centipede with a human voice? A human voiced centipede?
Have you never seen that no, I can't see
yes. it. Inside, it's dark and unfriendly to behold. From above, long stalactites drip static onto a cold stone floor. So this area is a lot bigger than it should be with inside. This static gathers into puddles underneath, and it echoes throughout the den. Harsh formations on the stone floor threaten to impale the wary, while low light throughout the cavern induces a sort of analog sensational deprivation of senses.
So the short and sweet of it is, this guy is dangerous. Has he seen us yet?
Yeah.
Nope, but if you just give me 2 seconds to finish off trying to read this chunk of text. Oh,
okay, let's give you a second to read it, shall we?
So at the end of this den, alongside your two companions, affixed by tendrils and muck, is an old television hanging upside down from a high point in the ceiling, its antenna reaching down through the cool, staticky air. It's basically what you guys walked through earlier. It has that staticky pattern on it, so it looks like you could potentially get out that way as well.
Okay.
If you can get past this creature and gain your friends.
The friends, do they seem, like, stunned, or are they, like, aware of their
just unconscious.
Okay, just passed out. Well, could always make a run for it.
I've seen worse places than on my first flat.
But what about our friends? I can't remember their names all of a sudden.
We don't know them yet, actually. Took an calf, haven't made them yet.
Insert name here.
Yeah, Gertrude, old fellow. I reckon you and I could both carry perhaps one of them. We just make a dash for it. Some sort of distraction would be welcome, but I'm not quite sure what.
Yes,
I can help.
How maybe we can do something with that TV up there. That could be a good distraction.
Oh, could we... Is the bike up the stairs with us, or is it down the stairs?
No, it's down the bike with me.
Ah, trapped.
But I was thinking we could maybe, I don't know, cut the wire for the TV and let the TV fall on the centipede.
You roll me a noggin check quickly.
Damn it, I was hoping not to go. I was hoping not to say too much. Okay. Yeah. One.
Yeah, that could work.
okay, then
you and your whole heart mind think that could
work. Brilliant. Okay, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my porcupine needles to try to do that.
Well, before you do, this thing whips around since you've been standing there talking quite loudly.
Value, quantity, consumptionables.
And it's staring right at you. What are you going to do? What kind of things do you want to try and do with this? Do you want to fight? Talk to it?
I still want to porcupine a TV wire thing. See if I can get it drop.
Does anyone else want to do anything beforehand?
Me, I want to step up towards the centipede, like, take a deep breath and go, my dear sir, do you by chance have any mouthwash?
I was really hoping you'd go, my dear sir, have you heard about the Lord Jesus?
Have you heard about our saviour?
Oh dear.
A bit of an old Viney did come back then.
Viney hasn't heard about our saviour. It's news to him.
Two for one, the trolley mount.
This thing is boring.
Oh, I do love a buy one, get one free. Tell me more.
Sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted. Someone else was speaking.
This thing will stare at 1, 2, 3, 4. Flower, this thing is staring deeply into your soul all of a sudden. Roll me a vibe check.
Oh, right, okay. Wow.
The vibes are off. The vibes are very off.
It's not too bad. I get a plus one onto vibe checks. Oh, come on. That's not too bad, actually. Plus one. D8. Plus one. 8.
Yeah, okay, so you start feeling almost as if, like, the desires of this thing are leaking into you, but you manage to shake it off. It's almost hypnotically offering adverts into your brain, as it were.
Okay.
So far, none of you have really done anything yet, so, Carmen, you wanted to roll your scrap to see if you can hit this telly?
I want to hit the wire holding the TV onto the ceiling.
It's held on by several tendrils and various different muck and detritus.
Oh, you didn't tell me that bit. I only thought it was held on by like a wire that I could cut. But...
No, I said there's an aerial pointing down as if like, you know, it's almost like a way up.
Okay. Okay.
You can hit it if you want.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I was hoping... Yeah, you know what I was hoping, but... Yeah, now I've figured it out a bit more. That's not going to work. Joe, what? I'm going to be Gertrude Sneaky. I'm going to walk up to my friends, the ones that have been taken away. I'm going to try to take them to safety. I'm going to, you know, try to get them out of the way.
And with that, you are trying to take its prey away. So everyone roll a d20 for initiative.
Yay!
Buddy, remind me how to do that again, because I forgot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find an initiative.
Rolling a d20.
Oh, it's a d20. Oh,
just d20.
Oh, that's not the correct thing.
No,
oh, worse. There. Great.
Oh,
a 2 for me.
Lovely. Right. Okay.
Sorry, I think I've got something as well with my stuff to forget.
I did not start my morning off right. There was no nut master.
J rolled an 11.
Rolled a 2. That was a misclick.
J rolled a 2.
I've not rolled yet because I've got one of my drawbacks, as it were. Not flighter. Each time combat begins, you either roll initiative with disadvantage or you sit out the first round.
What are you doing then? You got to sit out the first round?
Yeah, because I'd say it's like he's just trying to shake off the penetration of the ads.
Fair enough. And before combat starts, let's go for another ad read, and this time by Coop.
Okay. Let's see.
Hey there, fellow scorpions. Are you tired of squinting in the scorching sun, trying to look tough, but just ending up with sand in your eyes? Well, fear not, my exoskeletal comrades. I've just the thing for you. Scorpo Shades, the ultimate eye armor for desert dwellers. These shades aren't just cool, they're cooler than a cactus in a snowstorm. With Scorp Shades, you'll be strutting through the dunes like a boss. And trust me, I've tried them myself. If you're going to look cool, you might as well imitate old Dwayne here. No more squinting, no more sandstorms in your eyes. So what are you waiting for? Every scorpion deserves to shine. Scorpo Shades, available for
$6.99. Nice.
That's good.
Okay. So, Coop, you are first on the old initiative order. What are you doing and how are you doing it?
All right. So the centipede knows where we are. It has seen us. And this is pretty much theater of the mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, then I'm going to... Okay, I have a hot sauce pack. It is the Fuego flavor, which means it can be squirted in an enemy's eyes for an additional 2 burn. Now, how would I go about using this packet? It has an SP of 2, a bonk of a D4, and a DR of 1.
So, it would be the bonk of a D4, and does it say how long it burns for?
Let's see. I should have written it down. I don't have it pulled up. I think it's rounds equal to something or other, but I can tell you really quick. Yes. Inflict burn 2 when squirted into the target's eyes is all it says.
Okay, so let's say it lasts for... Give me a D... Give me a D4. Okay. So roll your damage and then give me a D4 and it'll last for that many rounds.
Alright, so the damage is going to come from the bonk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, 3 on the initial roll. And what do you need next?
So, give me the... How many rounds it's going to last for. So another D4 of how many rounds it's going to burn for.
Okay. Let's see.
It does 2, ooh. Yeah?
Yes, so my first D4 roll was a 3, my second D4 roll was also a 3, and it does 2 points of burn.
Every 3. Okay, so this first one goes off and it burns its eyes. Don't see much else damage to it because this thing is quite armored in a way. Moves on to Cartman. What are you doing now? You kind of run towards this thing.
Yeah, I did try to go for our friend, but I'm assuming this thing kind of blocked my way, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's kind of sort of angered Gertrude. And so, yeah, this is... I'm going to attack. And also, I'm probably going to go for my perk of Berserker Rage. But I'll get to that after my first attack. That's scrap, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So I roll my first scrap.
So I should have rolled its scurry in the last one to see if it misses, but yeah, you know, you don't hit it.
Okay, that's fine.
This thing has a scurry of a D10, so
that's fine.
So you...
But then I can burn 4 grit to attack twice in a round, so I can do that one more time, which I'm going to do.
Okay, so take 4 grit off and see how you go. That's an 8. Does it move out of the way? I'd say you do, beats it, so what's your damage and what are you...
Okay, oh bugger, I've got... okay, sorry. So I forgot to say the second bit. My scrap checks with... making each scrap check... Sorry. Perk Berserker Rage. When in combat, you can burn 4 grit to attack twice in a round, making each scrap check with disadvantage, but making damage checks with advantage. So I should get damage checks then, with advantage.
So, by the sounds of it, you should be rolling twice regardless and taking the worst one.
Okay, so should I just roll the d10 then for damage?
Hold on, let me have a read.
Because I also got as well, with my blister, I got Razor Sharp, the passive. You get +2 damage with my claws. That says successful attack.
Where's your negative coming from? What was that? Rolling for what?
This is my perk, Berserker Rage. The making each scrap check with disadvantage but making damage check with advantage.
This is half the problem of not quite knowing everything about this game just yet, so...
This is why we have tester games.
Yep. And in combat, you burn 4 grit to attack twice in a round, making each scrap check with disadvantage but making damage checks with advantage. Right, okay, so... Draw back wild animal whenever you encounter a new critter. Your immediate disposition towards them is hostile if your grit is below half. Rounded down US past, so that's not really a thing you need to worry about yet. Okay, so by the sounds of that, you need to roll twice and have you've got stuff on your character sheet, yes?
Yes.
Okay, what are you rolling attacking with?
Okay, so that'll be my shaving razor.
Okay, what's its bonk?
D8.
Okay, roll me a D8.
It also has a six. adds bleed 1 to each successful attack. So I've already d8.
Okay.
Got 6.
So that's what, 6 bleed then?
No,
is it?
6 damage, one, then it's 1 bleed onto it, and bleeds every turn.
What's the D on the bleed?
It's just a 1. It's basically add 1 bleed, so it's 1 bleed per hit.
Right, well, because it's only a 1, I will say it does it now, so you basically have done an extra damage onto it.
Yeah, but...
Okay,
hang
so...
on, bleed, you know, bleed damage is permanent, and that stays all fight till it dies.
No, it's only per round.
Per round?
If you have...
So is that per, as in, like, just the 4 of us our turns? Is that bleed?
So, if you look at it, it says it should say along the lines of it's active for DX amount of time.
1 second. But look, I'm just checking my bleed. All I've got is add bleed 1 to each successful hit. It doesn't say a D or how long. Is this shaving razor under items?
Yeah, hang on. It won't be permanent, that's for sure.
No, you're right. This should be a X amount of turns, or whatever it is.
Which one is this in? Is this in the quick start? Or is this
yes,
in
quick
the
start on the shaving razor.
Am I the only one that doesn't see shaving razor in the quick start anywhere?
I remember choosing it with you, man. I remember we went through it together. If we can't find it, we'll just say just one round will do bleed damage. You know.
I was going to say, because it's not in...
It can't be for the whole fight.
No, we didn't. We made that one up, did we not?
I don't think so.
It might be in the little image bit where they explain, hey, these are what the items are, and they give examples.
Ah, shaving razor, here we are. SP3, D8, adds 1 bleed for each successful attack. Right, well, that doesn't have a DX on there, but I will say, sod it, let's say, what, D4 rounds?
Yep, I'm happy with D4 rounds. That makes sense. You are right, it can't be for a whole game. Oh, whatever. Just add that to my attitude. Okay, so I roll a D4 then?
Yeah, kind of. This is still in production, by the way, so that's why there's a few bits missing.
So I roll a 3 for that, so 3 rounds. Or 1 bleed.
I'll just take off 3 damage all the way down. It's much more easier than worrying about it. It only really affects players because players can have the opportunity to fix it before it hit damage. This thing won't. Okay, so creature is next. So it's going to stare at the one who's done the most damage to it, and that is Carbon so far. What's it going to do? Let's say it's going to attack. It's going to it's going to basically bite you. It'll add 2 bleed for D4 rounds. It can bite 1 target per round in addition to pinching. So it's going to bite you first, Cartman. Roll me your scurry to see if you can dodge it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to dodge 11.
But I only have a D8.
Exactly. Roll me your scurry, buddy.
Okay, hang on. I can burn grit here, can't I?
I have a slight feeling that we may... Will you be underleveled for this particular boss fight?
Maybe.
So hang on, no, seriously, now can I use like grit to do something to boost my rolls, right?
Well, roll me first and see what you get.
4.
4. You would need to roll.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming is it like 1 grit per roll or something?
Yeah, well, it's 1 grit per point.
Okay, and I need a minimum of 4, so fuck that, because that would kick in my drawback. I'm just going to take the damage.
Okay, damage-wise is... It's a D12 plus 2. 6 damage. You take 6 damage off the bat.
Okay, I can do that.
It's then going to whip round with its second attack it can do, and... A venomous pinch. Oh, you also get 2 bleed for D4 rounds, so... For 4 rounds, you take 2 damage extra, unless you deal with it. Which I think you need to roll a successful.
Yeah, I might do that next turn. I don't know. I might, because to deal with it, I'm assuming it will take a round or a turn.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure how you can cure that. I'm not too sure, but we'll say it needs a successful healing roll of something.
Or if you've got something delicious on you by chance.
That would increase your health, but it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Dang, the effect turned against you.
Venomous pinch. So it's going to whip around and go 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cartman again.
Oh, bloody hell.
So roll your dodge and see if you can dodge this one.
Nope. not touching that. I think the pain of the pain and the bleeding kind of caught me off guard.
Oh, good God. Okay, so this is now 3d6.
Wait, what? That's 18. Fuck, I could die.
13.
Huh. So hang on, is this actually going to be 13 damage?
Do you have any damage resistance?
I do. I have DR plus 1.
So you take 12 then.
But I'm on 12 health.
Well, I will say you fall unconscious for this part then.
Can I not just...
Do you have a plan for our entire cast getting wiped out here?
Is
I thought the answer to that was no.
Okay, no, let's roll with it. So then, yeah. Because I guess it was my own fault for trying to save our friends too quickly. I got too close to the guy and now I am unconscious on the floor next to our friends.
Listeners, good luck, fully prepared for it was all a dream.
Being a dream.
We may not need... quite.
Well, he does have a bit of jerky in his pocket, so you can revive.
Good fortune, jerky.
Shoot his throat.
It's now your attack turn. So what do you want to do? Keep in mind, you don't have to just attack.
Yeah, is it me? Yes.
Yes.
Right, Jesus. Who's next in attack order after me?
It would go back to Coop, and then in which case we then have Flower roll to see where he comes in the rolling list.
Yeah, I'll do that now.
Okay, is talking a free action in this one?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to get this one out of here, and Kolaris will motion his head towards Gertrude, who's presumably, we don't know what Cap's character is yet, but presumably the largest of the people we need to evacuate out of here. The two of you, could you have those two unconscious fools and make a break for the exit? And gonna pick up Gertrude, and you said there was like a staticky place that would take us back to where... back to the real world.
Yeah, so there's a TV behind this creature.
I'm going to attempt to grab Gertrude and just book it past the creature. I'm fully prepared to get smacked one as I go past, as long as I have a chance of getting past.
Right, roll me a scurry check then.
Yeah. Kolaris is entirely focused on getting past him. He's not, like, wasting time trying not to get hit. So a scurry check. 6.
Okay, you haven't really attacked. This thing's just kind of somewhat ignore you. It's not really that interested. You get the feeling that it generally doesn't care about you being there.
Okay, and if I can make it to the exit, I'm not going to run through. I'm going to dump Gertrude right outside it so I can get her through.
I would say yes, you can dump her at the bottom of the antenna.
Just dump Gertrude, love it.
Come on then, get the other two.
We're now back at the top of the initiative roll of Coop. What do you want to do?
I would probably pick up on my skunk friend's motion to pick up the passed out.
Excuse you, I'm a badger, sir.
The other badger, whatever.
How dare you confuse me from this hippie?
I only see in black and white anyway, and this is a black and white world, so I have to just take the best guess where I can. Yeah, I think I would do anything to get past, or I would run up to the centipede, and it's already been resistant. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna have to move past the centipede. So are both of our friends being attended to, or is the badger just grabbing one?
I'm grabbing Gertrude, who has passed out. There are two friends that we came here looking for.
Okay.
I was asking for you and the skunk manure boy to pick up one of the companions we came looking for each.
Would I be able to, being as small as I am?
Yeah, you'd be able to. Roll me a vibe check quickly.
Okay. Vibe is a D8. I'm all about the vibes, bro. I got a 6.
You get the feeling that this thing only attacked because you guys were trying to take... you know, the only two other things in this room that are alive.
Or is he just
maybe. Considering you just went straight and tried to take it away and then tried to beat the shit out of it, and, you know, maybe.
Maybe I would use my advertising lingo to have a bit of a convo with this guy, or this creature. I'd run up to it and I'd say, "Whoa there, big fella. What's it going to take for you to let our friends go? We came here to seek these two out."
"Your friend Veek Deal."
"Always, always."
"Always good deals."
"Always in the market for a good deal, my friend." And I will pull out a set of dangling keys, a large key ring from behind my stinger, and I will sort of shake it in front of it. "Many keys open many locks. Always good deals to be found elsewhere."
"Many doors to many figures to many different deals."
"What SP is that?"
As SP4.
So, as this thing has just named itself Veek, it picks up the keys, it looks at them.
"Offer not valid."
Hmm.
And it puts them back down.
Okay. But it has...
There is a specific level you need to get up to for it to accept a deal. That is written in here.
Okay. And so, I guess... Well, I can figure out SP later. The stranger keys were SP4. That will probably have been my action to interact with it. But as long as he's not attacking me, I'm just going to... I might try something different next time.
Yep. Okay. So, it's kind of just looking at you. Cartman is unconscious. It's now the creature's turn. Considering no one's attacked it yet this turn, it's going to kind of just look at you and just be like,
"Best deals, best prices. Tit for tat."
And it looks at you and just kind of bobs its head back and forth almost. It's inquisitive.
Okay.
Jay, what are you doing?
It's my turn? Okay. Yeah. So it's just looking at them, it's not hurting them. I'm gonna go over... I don't have anything to trade, I kinda need to just, like, take our friends and get them out of here. So I'm gonna see if I can't, like, while it's looking at and conversing about deals with our companions, trying to steal one of the unconscious boys. Like, we can't really fight it. I don't have anything to trade.
Well, it's possibly lonely, so maybe if someone stayed behind and offered to keep it company.
Tolaris is far too grumpy to want to spend time with anyone. I think I'm just going to be a little bastard and try and commit thievery.
You're going to try and sneak this thing, so let's say a scurry.
A scurry, which I believe is a D for me. 6 again. I'm rolling okay.
I'll say this goes against its noggin, so...
Oh, that's a dead match. D6 on a D8 for me and a D6 on a D10 for the centipede.
I'll say this thing spends 1 point of grit and notices rats. What you're doing. You've now kind of pissed it off again, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Flower, what's your plan?
Alright, so he shakes out after seeing, like, from the attack of the adverts. I mean, essentially, he's... knows is what happens, and he's like, "I suppose I'd best help." He walks up. Is it what sort of level he's on? Is it high? Its head like high up?
Yeah, it's kind of reared up, and imagine like a snake reared up, but many more feet.
Okay, so wander over, puffing up his chest, like the bulge of the stomach's a bit more dispersed. And it's like, my dear sir, I can't think of, I suppose, if we can all calm down. And he starts to turn around to his friends and, like, winks at them. And it's like, well, there's always, and he basically bends over, shouts the run, lifts his tail, and blows off.
Lovely. Okay. Do you need to roll anything for that specifically?
It says, my talent skill is stinky. You generate a cloud of putrid odours. Burn 3 times grit. All the animals in the scene, except you, suffer a plus X penalty to all your rolls for X rounds.
So you'll need to roll so the X would be 4, because there's 4 other creatures around there apart from you. So there'd be 5 foods, including you.
I think it doesn't thingy for me.
You just said roll DX.
Burn DX, X3 grit, all animals in the scene except you, so bird thing.
Yeah, so 3 times grit. So, okay, is that 3 or is that 3?
I think it's not just
of
like
the amount of creatures around you.
I don't know. I think I thought it would just be just 3 grit.
Alright, use it as 3 grit, but I'll get that clarified later.
Yeah, 3 grit, so I'll be. I mainly just want to distract him so my friends can basically bugger off and I want to follow suit.
Suffer penalty rolls for X rounds. So it doesn't say what X stands for.
I think it's. I think it depends on what.
I think it should be the same the as me. Do a 4 rounds, or D4 rounds.
Go on then, roll me a D4. Use it to D4 for now. This is only a preview of the rule set, so it's not completely finished.
4.
Okay, so it lasts for 4 rounds, and everyone's now at disadvantage apart from you.
It's Hail Mary.
Okay, so that was the last of that. Coop, it's back to you again. Everything you do is now at a disadvantage. I'm going to say Karma's character needs to be healed within this turn, or it will suffer more damage.
Ooh, man. Okay, so why am I at disadvantage again?
Because flower party.
Oh, it must be like an AoE type thing.
Yeah,
it's like a giant gas cloud.
All right.
We need to escape.
The centipede still hasn't attacked anybody yet?
It's going to attack Jay because she tried to aim for one of the other critters.
Oh, to try to capture them, pick them up?
Yeah.
Tough. Are there any... Where are the nearest exits? Obvious exits?
Directly up.
All right.
So there's a TV aerial that leads into a TV that's got static and playing... an image of the other side of the world, as it were, so like the normal world.
Okay. What, I would ask the centipede, what do you consider the best deal?
Okay, roll me a vibe check at disadvantage now because of the fart cloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
4.
2-for-1 offer.
Is what it will say to you. It'll kind of lean down. It'll look at the two and look at one of you.
Okay. Can I have one more sentence as an action, or is that it?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. Do you have any? Do you have the phone number for any special suppliers you know?
Where are you going with this?
I like where you're going with this.
Was gonna see if I don't know how close we could double back, but was gonna try to input another phone number in the phone number graveyard and see if we could get something transported to trade for our friends.
That would be on the ladder, so I would say that's because you've essentially walked over the drywall, over like the drop ceiling into the den. So I would say you're probably a bit too far away from that.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Thank you. That's my turn.
Okay, Cartman's unconscious. Creature is going to rear up and it's going to go for Jay, considering you tried to move one of the critters. So a scrap of d12 at a disadvantage. 4, and so out of 4, can you roll me a scurry to see if you avoid at disadvantage?
So 2d8. 4 and 7. I meet it or I beat it. I got the exact same thing he did. He got 4 to 7, I got 4 to 7. That's weird.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I don't like... Well, he is a creepy guy. He is a creepy centipede dude, so I suppose this is fitting.
I will allow you to jump out of the way. However, it is now your turn, and you probably should feed Gertrude.
I have an idea, though. Okay. Does it seem like he'd fit through the either of the ways we got in?
Not particularly, it's an overly sized creature. This TV is the standard size of like a, I don't know, maybe a 20-inch TV And this thing is at least 32 inches in diameter.
Damn it. So we can't... Okay, he can't fit through at all?
Nah.
Fuck. All right. Can I feed Gertrude and talk to this weirdo?
Considering you've just had to jump out of the way of this thing attacking, I would say you can feed Gertrude and then talk on the next turn.
Sure, I'll feed Gertrude. It'll be nice.
Alright, so Cartman, your little jerky bar, you now have that in health.
Cool.
Okay. Flower, what are you doing after you've just now farted?
Alright. So, who's not been, like, picked up of the unconscious ones?
Well, basically, Toucan and Cap's characters.
Alright. I want to see if I can grab one of them and try to get to the TV, maybe to leave, but stay behind. As in, not stay behind, but make sure, like, maybe, might be a bit too much, but chuck one of them out, but stay until everybody else has made their way over.
So you want to pick someone up, move them over, and then chuck them through the TV. I'd say that's more of a two-part thing, but what can we say to pick up? What's a good idea of picking up here?
Scrap. Because it's not a lot of physical
scurry,
thing.
Throwing.
Okay.
I'd say it's a scurry, so you could probably throw one of them over towards the TV if you scurry, you scurry roll.
Okay.
So a medium level of success.
Your bonus one.
At disadvantage. Oh, no, not you, disadvantage there.
Me? No.
Yeah, because you made the smell.
Yes, I fart for the good of my friends. Fuck.
Well, with that, you just kind of trip over your own feet, so no, you do not. Back to Coop.
All right. I think, for the interest of setting up your party for success next time, I'm going to take a deep, hard look inside myself and my animal nature. I'm going to say, 2 for 1, I'd make that deal. And I pull out my can tab and I put it over my eyes like a pair of Scorpo shades that I would have advertised earlier to look super cool. And I'm going to kind of scooch in and try to push one of them out of the way and say, I'll be your 2 for 1 deal and I will sacrifice myself to save my friends.
There we are. So, yeah. The creature will relent. It will look at the two, look back at you, and give you a nod. Start to turn away and expect you to follow it.
I will follow it. I'll tip my shades at my fellow friends. Don't worry about me. I'll come again around some other day. For you haven't seen the last of Dwayne the Scorpion.
The rest of you, you are now able to get the other creatures out. You throw them up through the TV, which kind of throws them back down upon the other side, and as you're going out, you just hear the last final advert from Coop. Coop, what's your advert?
New and improved nut butter spread. It's got 3 times the protein with none of the extra filler. Eat that.
I just realized I've already had you do one, so it was meant to be flour. What was your advert? Sorry.
Just 3 times the nut.
Bye. Need to feed the family. Can't be bothered with the plane afterwards. Then give them sloppy soup, cock flavour, plenty of meat, for a long serving tubes. Don't forget to swallow down the salty chunks.
Gross.
That's just foul beyond belief. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as you all appear through on the other side, back into the normal world, colour restoring, static disappearing. The screen itself goes blank, and you cannot see the creatures on the other side anymore. One final advert will play for
Fun Urchin Land once more. Now, with their new and improved Fun Urchin Construction Kit blocks. Play with them now. Build your own destiny out of Fun Urchin Construction Kit blocks.
And that'll be that for that one. So, yeah, you make yourselves back to your den. And there's a bit of questioning as to where Dwayne's got to. And,
Oh, he made another insectoid friend. A centipede of some sort, I believe.
Hey, where did our bug buddy go? I'm just going to realise that now. I was knocked out all game with that fight.
He's gone to a better place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see him again one day. Well,
maybe.
You'd hope so. And that will be that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.